From KALW in San Francisco, I'm Ben Trefney with a regional news update. California counties begged for more coronavirus vaccine as the state added a potential 4 million people to those eligible for the sought-after doses. State public health officials followed federal guidance yesterday by announcing that people 65 and older could now get it. But Los Angeles County, the nation's most populous with 10 million residents and an epicenter of the COVID-19 outbreak, it says it can't do that before inoculating some 800,000 healthcare workers first. California received more than 2.4 million vaccine doses, but only a third of them have been used. The state aims to administer 1.5 million doses by tomorrow. 9 state prison inmates have been charged in San Diego County with scamming California's unemployment benefit system, which is battling fraud in its massive coronavirus relief program. The district attorney there said today the inmates received more than $160,000 through fraud committed between June and September 2020. The 9 allegedly lied about their eligibility and addresses on state Employment Development Department applications while assigned to a program in San Diego that allows certain state inmates to finish their sentences in halfway house settings. The state has acknowledged the department has been bilked out of hundreds of millions of dollars. And relatives of some of the 36 partygoers killed at a San Francisco Bay Area warehouse fire say prosecutors told them a man accused of illegally converting the warehouse into a cluttered artist's enclave is expected to plead guilty later this month. The victim's relatives tell the East Bay Times that Derek Almena is expected to plead guilty to 36 counts of involuntary manslaughter on January 22nd. That's ahead of his second trial. Almena was charged with involuntary manslaughter after a fire swept through a party at an Oakland warehouse called the Ghost Ship in December 2016. A jury deadlocked on charges last year. He was released from jail in May over coronavirus concerns. You can find more news online at KALW.org. We also update our Twitter and Facebook feeds all day with international, national, and regional news. For KALW News, I'm Ben Trefney.